Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that as bad as things may become in our world, we can still stand for God. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
Noah, we're told, walked with God. He feared God. In the New Testament, find out he was a preacher of righteousness. So even in the culture that was as bad as American culture, if not worse, that man walked with God. That man was separated from the world. That man was in all godliness, okay? That was him. I mean, this was that man of God. Praise the Lord for it, but just to think, living in the days of the evil that was just as evil and perhaps even more than today, that he denied the ungodliness and the worldly lusts. He'd have nothing to do with. He lived soberly. He lived righteously. That is living according to the morals and commands of God's word. He lived godly. That is, he led a holy life separated from the world and sin. And he did it in this present world. Christian, don't say it's impossible. Not that many people stand. Noah was doing it with the exception of his sons and wife and their wives. He didn't have any other the men that were standing with him, evidently, but he stood. Now, did anybody get saved under his preaching? There could have been. There could have been people saved under the preaching of Noah. He said, why weren't they on the ark? They'd already died before he got on the ark. He preached for 120 years. So, understand that there are people could have been saved during his preaching. But, you know, there were times the Apostle Paul, Jesus, others, that when they spoke to people, they didn't get saved. You see, we have a free will. We're created in God's image. And so, even if Jesus is speaking, people will reject him. As a matter of fact, when people get under conviction, like the Apostle Paul did, and being asked on the way to Damascus, is it hard for you to kick against the pricks? In other words, he just pricked his heart that Stephen, praying for him as they were stoning him, and he had just consented to stone him to death. He had that authority and stoned him to death for his faith, and he heard the gospel, and he was ready for the guy to die and kill him, and he gave the order to go ahead. But boy, it ate at him. He could see the peace. He could see the glory. And he was, wow, he was just moved by that, and he couldn't escape it, though he tried. I mean, he persecuted others just to try to escape that as that, but he couldn't escape it. When God starts his work, he does his work. Well, Stephen stayed separated, though it cost him his life, and Paul, would lose his life for Christ one day, but he separated from the world and suffered all kind of trouble. Although the world is totally wicked and evil, you walk committed to the Lord. You walk with God. You walk with God daily. You fear God. You will find that great is your reward in heaven. So I encourage that. So we are, since we are saved, and the grace of God teaches us how to live, now we're to be looking for that blessed hope. Not like it's called a blessed hope. And the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, because we're going to meet him in the clouds. So shall we ever be with the Lord? We'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Yes, my friend, that will take place. Some, according to 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, who are saved will be ashamed at his appearing. Some will have confidence at his appearing. But boy, he will change this vile body so quickly. as we're caught up to be with Him. So having said that, you say, well then, okay, looking for. How do we look for this thing? I mean, how do we prepare? Looking for, you kind of think, well, we're looking for it, like we're expecting Him come at any moment. Well, how should I be? Well, I think it's wise, when you think of it from that vantage point, to go back to the Word of God and just say, okay, why? What is there in the Word of God that tells me how I can be ready for that blessed hope? That blessed hope of being changed. The body fashioned like unto His glorious body. What am I looking for with that blessed hope and that glorious appearing? For sin, the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Wow. What is that going to be like? How can I be prepared? Well, I appreciate that question because that is something that the Bible has an answer for. Now there's some things, we've got to get in the Word and find the right answer and rightly divide it. But we ask God to help. You know, I'm a pastor, been preaching for years, reading the Bible through every year, at least once since 1974, at least one time every year, and sometimes more than once. And yet, in all that reading through the Bible, I realize that I learn more each time. There's something else that God just seems to give, and it's a praise the Lord moment, okay? It is a great hallelujah moment, as we sometimes preachers like to say, because there's so much there. There's so much wisdom and instruction. That's why you understand that He is wonderful, full of wonder. He is the Counselor. Now, some people say a wonderful Counselor, like, boy, He's a wonderful Counselor. Well, I'm sure He is, full of wonder Counselor. But really, full of wonders, and then Counselor are not hyphenated. Okay, wonderful Counselor doesn't have a hyphen in there. They're each separate things. They are separate adjectives of Christ. So He's full of wonder. He's the great Counselor. His counsel is in the Word. He counsels us through His Word. Yes, He's wonderful, the Counselor. The mighty God. God come in the flesh. The everlasting Father. And the Prince of Peace. Oh, He is all of that to we who know Him as Savior. But too often we just kind of put Him out, don't allow Him to exercise those things in our lives. And boy, that is a foolish thing to do. So, as we're looking at that, if you're truly looking for the return of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, then you'll live obediently. Living obediently would mean, first, you are a prayer warrior. That's right. You are a prayer warrior. I think it's a good thing to get up earlier in the morning than you have to get up to spend that time in the Word of God. I think it's a wise thing to do. It is the right thing to do. And so let me encourage you, get up to have time in prayer in the Word of God. Use that prayer time to fight the devil, so to speak, according to the Word of God. You say, what do you mean, according to the Word of God? Well, there are things that you know that Satan tries to do in the lives of believers according to the Word of God that he tries to do. So pray against that. You see how he brings problems in people's lives. You see how he does all those kind of different things. Well, be a prayer warrior for your fellow believers in Christ. You know, I think it's a good thing. If you've got an unsaved child, you've got an unsaved spouse, you have an unsaved grandparent, unsaved great-grandparent, unsaved great-grandson, grandson, maybe you have a unsaved friend. Oh, yeah, they're a friend, but they're unsaved. Or you doubt their salvation. Maybe you've got one of those that I've already mentioned, that list of people that were one time walking with God, but they've gotten so far away from the Lord, or they've fallen into sin. What you need to do? Let me tell you two things. First of all, first thing in the morning, get up and pray for them by name. Now, my friend, because there are other people in the house, my house, my wife, for an example, is in another room. So if I start praying out loud at about 5 o'clock in the morning, she's not going to be very happy. temper. Okay. And so I do pray. I move my lips just like old Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1. She was praying there in the temple that we see, and it says there that she was moving her lips. Eli couldn't hear anything coming out, so he thought she was drunk. No, she was just moving her lips in prayer to God, but it was at God's house, you see. I think it's good to pray at home. I'm sure that Hannah prayed many times at home for God to give her a son, but there in the house of God is when God really moved on that. And so I said the same thing. Pray for them by name. Pray for those spiritual things by name. It's one way to fight the devil that tries to take them away from those spiritual things. But then secondly, don't be afraid to come to the altar at invitation time in your church and bow there and pray and pray for that loved one. Pray for their salvation. Pray for them to get right with God. Pray for them to come back. Whatever it is, pray for them. So you want to be a man or woman of prayer and be actively doing that on a regular basis. And what a great way that would be. If there you are praying and suddenly you're caught up to be with the Lord. By the way, moving your lips if you're praying silently, I think is a good thing. There is some kind of connection. Don't try to explain me the science of that. I mean, to get you to explain the science of it, because I don't know the science of it. I just know it works. I just know it works to move your lips. It keeps your mind from wandering. You ever been praying and you say something in that prayer and it brings something else up in your mind and then you get your mind on it and you're not even praying about what you're praying about? Well, if you will just spend that time, you move your lips as you pray for the things you're praying about, then perhaps your prayer is more easily brought out and it's together and it's in a way that it should be laid out. So, are you a prayer warrior? Okay, because you want to be a man or woman of prayer, that when Christ comes back, you're one that's been praying that day. For an example, we're told to pray without ceasing. As the Apostle John in John chapter 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. We're to be looking, okay, remember here, looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing. And so, we're to be looking for that to happen. We're to be looking for these things to be going along. So, again, pray as Jesus instructed us, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Yes, those are things for which to pray. So, this is one of the ways that we are looking for the coming of Christ. Why? He says, looking for that blessed hope. Now, the blessed hope is something which you want. You know, the word blessed often has the idea, the main meaning of it was happily content. One who is really resting joyfully in the things of the Lord.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.